The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Look out. The Senate is talking climate change again.
When the price of gas, food, and power bills are skyrocketing, this giant tax would be an unbearable new burden for Americans to bear.
The American people are ahead of America's politicians. They know there's a problem here.
More after this. It's called the Climate Security Act, a bill with mostly Democratic but some Republican support, which would auction off dumping space in the atmosphere for greenhouse gases. Between now and 2050, affected industries would hand over about $3.33 trillion to the government and reduce carbon emissions by two-thirds. The affected industries would, of course, have to charge more for everything we buy from them, including gasoline, which under the bill would be taxed an additional 53 cents a gallon by 2030. Typical of the Democrats, said Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
The majority is showing itself to be laughably out of touch.
But according to co-sponsor Joe Lieberman, it's McConnell who's out of touch.
The American people would be thrilled to have the price of gasoline raised only 2 cents a gallon per year.
Opponents, like the Wall Street Journal editorial page, pointed to the billions that would be diverted to green-collar jobs, to alternative energy research, to tax relief to help poor people pay the higher prices the bill itself would impose, and to all sorts of pie-in-the-sky-sounding programs that people like Senator Barbara Boxer love.
Today is a day to say yes to clean energy, yes to green jobs, yes to science, yes to energy independence.
So who's right? Are we ready to trust our elected representatives with a giant pile of new money? Of course not. We'd rather keep sending our gas money where it goes right now, to the unelected princes of Saudi Arabia and the always entertaining Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, June 3rd, 2008.